It's All Things Considered, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Tomorrow night, the Stylistics are returning, doing an 8 o'clock show at the Blaisdell Concert Hall, and we are turning to original member Arian Love. Welcome back, Arian.
Dave, thank you, man. How you been?
Good, thank you. How about yourself?
We've been busy, man, still running up and down the road. Looking forward to coming to Hawaii as usual, and as usual, they never give us enough time.
And I wonder if it was the case way back in the old days. I got this listener, Steve, the mystery emailer. According to Steve, you debuted in the state. It was February 1974, opening for Al Green at the Blaisdell.
Yes, I remember that. The money we got was the most money to that date.
Wow.
That always stuck out in my mind.
And that's a historic moment in anybody's career.
Yeah, well, I think we stayed at the Hawaii Hilton.
And any memories of the thing with Al?
We worked with Al Green before. We worked with him a number of times at the Apollo. So that wasn't the first time with Al.
Your third time through was a special one. You were backed by a 20-piece orchestra in January 1976. Was that the first time you guys, that year, that you were doing that?
Definitely the first time in Hawaii. When we started touring the UK, we always used a full orchestra. So when we got the option to do Hawaii with a full orchestra, that just, oh yeah, we got to do that, you know.
It takes a lot to keep a band going as long as you guys have. And going back even further to your childhood, explain, Arian, how music was first introduced to you.
According to my mom, I was always singing. I know when I started school, I was involved in some type of music program, whether it was a clarinet early years, which I didn't like at all. And then I started teaching myself the piano. From junior high school, I was in the school choir, the all-city choir.
How did you discover that you liked doing it and that you had the confidence, you had this gift?
Well, I'm still working on the confidence. But I remember doing a show in school. They duet with a young lady. I remember being so nervous. The music teacher, Miss Minyard. Wow, I remember her name. She said, well, when you're standing on stage, just look at the clock. And in the balcony on the front of it was a big clock. We sung this song from West Side Story, There's a Place for Us. And when I went to sing Hold My Hand and You're Halfway There, I guess she was looking at the clock, too, because we were just staring at the clock, fiddling around, trying to find each other's hands instead of look down to grab her hand. And the audience kind of thought that was funny. So that sticks out of my head.
And flash forward, how about the triumphant moment? You guys released your very first song, You're a Big Girl Now.
The record went to number one in Philly. I was still working at a bank at this time. And I remember working from 4 to 12, and we got a show to do four blocks from my bank. Told my supervisor what was up and that I had a show to do. And she said, okay, well, how many shows you got? I said, two. How much time between the shows? I said, okay, about an hour and a half. She said, okay, go do the show, come back to work. And then, like a week after, they said we really want to do the Apollo for 10 days. And I said, wow, I can't just leave the back like that, just tell them, you know, I got a show to do. So I said, you know, I'm going to have to give y'all my resignation. And my supervisor said, well, maybe talk it over with your parents. And my mom, she was, oh, you got a good job with the bank, stay with the bank, blah, 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 blah. And my father said, well, you're still at home, so go ahead and take a chance. If it don't work, we got your back. So I gave the bank my resignation and went on and did the Apollo. That's where we met Al Green and a number of artists. Our manager at the time, in fact, he's still our manager. His father was James Brown's manager. He hooked it up that we would do the James Brown tour with him in the States. So we would open up for James Brown. And at first, James gave us like maybe 15 minutes. And then I guess we got too many applause. And he took us down to 10 minutes. And then like, I know we were doing like 5 minutes.
Your first national tour was opening for The Godfather.
Yes. You know, we got the training of respect. You know, I want you guys to call me Mr. Brown. We would always, yo, James, and he would give us a look. But everybody in his organization called him Mr. Brown.
Well, I know you don't have a lot of time when you come back, but hopefully it'd be great to see you again.
Dave, that'd be great. That'd be great.
I'm giving you a big hug. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, man.
Same here, brother. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Be safe.
All right. Take care.
Yo, in your